Vermont schools have moved to phase three of reopening, which means an increase in-person learning. And while some subject areas have received specific guidance, the arts have had to be creative. Here's more on that from VPR's Anna Van Dyne.
The 26 students in the select choir at North Country Union High School in Newport are planning to go outside and sing no matter how cold it gets this winter. And in Newport, where the north wind blows off Lake Memphremagog, it gets cold. The average high last winter was below 30 degrees. Danielle Carrier is the choral director.
My students and I are willing to go outside all year round in the cold, bundle up. My kids are talking about wearing their snowsuits and just sitting in the snow and singing away.
The choir has to go outside because singing increases the amount of respiratory droplets in the air, which experts warn increases the potential for COVID-19 spread. They also stand 6 or more feet apart and wear masks. The Vermont Agency of Education continues to release COVID-19 safety guidelines for schools. They range from the general, like distanced desks, to the more specific, like a list of what car surfaces to disinfect for driver's ed. Fall sports receive direction at the start of the school year, and guidelines for winter sports are expected by the end of October. But a lack of specificity for arts has been frustrating for teachers like Danielle Carrier.
It does seem like a lot of effort was put into giving some very specific and careful guidelines to figure out exactly how to make things work. And for us, it was just a very general statement of do it outside.
Theater has also changed course. It's hard for audiences to gather, for actors to speak loudly, and to social distance on and off stage. Some schools are putting on plays that were written to be performed on Zoom. Others have shifted outdoors. At Lake Region Union High School in Orleans, the fall play isn't going to be an actual play. It'll be a guided walk in the woods on Halloween, accompanied by dramatic recordings of students reading works by Edgar Allan Poe.
And the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore.
Putting on a totally new kind of performance isn't easy, especially when not all students are in person to plan and rehearse. But theater director Johanna Pastel says while the level of challenge is high, so is the enthusiasm.
And it's kind of fun to have a chance to throw everything we normally do out and think about, okay, what are the creative options? Because we're theater people, that's what we do.
At the Integrated Arts Academy, a K-5 school in Burlington, music, theater, and visual arts are part of everyday learning. The school's arts coach, Emily Titterton, says right now, art is a way for students to process the world.
You know, the human experience is what is the content of art. So this is what we're experiencing right now. Let's make some art about it.
Some of the school's classes are currently taught outdoors, and lesson plans have changed to keep students both warm and COVID safe. Instead of singing in music class, kids might look at how a composer tells a story through song. And instead of heading to the art room, supplies are wheeled into classrooms on carts. Back at North Country Union High School, band students have been outdoors just like choir students.
3, 4.
They keep a foot on their music stand so they don't tip over on the uneven ground, and clothespins keep the wind from stealing their sheet music. Tori Young is a senior at North Country, where she's in both band and choir. She loves music, and by now she's taken almost every music class there is at her school. And she says even having class outdoors is worth it.
Even though we have to do it outside and it's windy and it's not ideal, we still get to do it. And I think a lot for a lot of us, it's why we come to school.
But band instruments won't be able to function outside through the winter. Valves stick, metal contracts, players' lips could get stuck to mouthpieces. So while the choir says they can make it all winter long, band will have to go inside. There are indoor options, like covers to minimize respiratory droplets spread by wind and brass instruments, as well as online learning tools. North Country band director Bill Prue hopes he won't have to teach virtually.
Students are in band and chorus to sing and play instruments. They're not in it to be at home recording something by themselves. They're here to be part of the group playing music.
Prue is also the president of the Vermont Music Educators Association. In the absence of state guidance, they put out their own guide to help music teachers plan classroom activities this year. It lists the obvious, like don't share instruments, as well as suggestions like one-way traffic out of rehearsal rooms. Proust says he hopes that as state officials determine health and safety guidelines for winter sports, they'll also consider ways to keep the arts safely in person.
It would be a shame not to have a basketball game, but it would be a shame even more, honestly, in my opinion, to not have music classes indoors.
North Country Choral Director Danielle Carrier would rather not sing outside all winter, but knowing that her students are up for it is amazing.
The resilience of these kids and their dedication to their art, that they will do whatever they can to sing or play or dance or act, you know, we're seeing this across the board, is remarkable.
It's supposed to rain in Newport this week, but there's no snow yet. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.